is what you're doing, that also love, you will have a better off.
If a person died in Eretz Yisrael, of course they will be better off. That is true.
My wife has instructions to bury me wherever I go.
I said I don't know. I'm not posketing. I'm just saying, if he goes there to show, he doesn't get visited enough. Good for the neshama to get visited. So, you know, but at the same time, he's in Eretz Yisrael. Not everybody gets. This is a big shaila. Like the paleoites is very big. A person should get buried in Eretz Yisrael. Yes. Again, that's why we leave it up to the Rabbanu Shlomo. I know, it's a Zayir and Parshas Vayechid that says there's both riots both ways. Yeah. Gemara and Tzibbos makes it sound like wonderful to get buried in Eretz Yisrael. A whole bunch of things. And I know the Zayir and Parshas Vayechid, not that I learned Zayir, but I saw it brought down, says the opposite. So again, I'm not saying which way to go. Okay, we are middle here. So yesterday we left off with the Shiloh of a person who sells a house in Bati Arechayma. Can he redeem it halfway? That was the question on hand that we discussed yesterday. And the Gemara answered it with Reb Shimon, who is Dairish Taima Dekra, who figures out Shat the Pasuk. Let's start from there. I haven't said yet where. But let's start from that Gemara. We're going to go back to Amaloi Mi Medrasha Shor Reb Shimon. Now, where is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 lines at the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. The question being, if a person sells a house of Batei Arechayma, where the halacha is he can only redeem it during the first year, can he redeem half of it? By Steachuza, he cannot redeem half of it. So the question is, how about Batei Arechayma? Amalai, so Rav Sheshes answered Rav Huna Bachinana. Adrasha Shorab Shimon Nishma. This is on Chaf Amud Beis, 15 lines in the bottom. From the Madrasha of Reb Shimon, we can figure it out. Halacha is shaloi v'vigayo. Unlike a Zdei Achuzah where the Torah said you have to earn the money to buy it back, cannot borrow it. Over here by Bati Arechayim, a person can borrow the money. And Goyo L'chatzoam. So those two restrictions that apply to a Zdei Achuzah do not apply to a Bati Arechayim. And the proof is from Reb Shimon's drasha. What is Reb Shimon's drasha? The Tanya. Reb Shimon does not
Rabbi
talk.
Margaretta, I'm sorry. Did you start the recording?
Yes, I did. Yes,
you.
I did. Yes. Reb Shimon's drasha is talking about something else, and Reb Sheshes is cross-applying it to Meicher a house the Bati Arechayim. What is Reb Shimon's drasha talking about? Imgol, you go, is talking about Magdish. Person is Magdish, is Deyachuza. Now, by Magdish Deyachuza, the halacha that the Torah writes Beferish is that he can redeem it right away. There's no 2-year waiting period like selling Deyachuza. He can redeem it right away. However, by Magdish Deyachuza, if he does not redeem it to Yoivo, it goes to Kahanim. It makes Rabbi Kohn rich if he serves on the Mishmer of Yom Kippur of Yovel. At that moment, all Zdei Achuzas of the last 49 years, 50 years, go to the Mishmar that's serving on Yovel Yom Kippur. And they get to share all Zdei Achuzas across Eretz Yisrael, as many as there are. There might be 0, there might be 150. There's no way of knowing. Whatever happens, they get to share it. There the Torah writes the Lashon, Imgol Yigol. And Reb Shimon darshens from the double lashon, go you go. What is the double lashon? Redeem, redeem. The Torah is coming to include, expand the ability to redeem. Unlike Zdei Achuzah, by selling Zdei Achuzah, you cannot borrow money to redeem it, and you cannot redeem it halfway. Here it says go you go to tell me you can. That's Reb Shimon's drasha. Now he explains the drasha. He now says the drasha, but Reb Shimon, who's Dairish Taima Dekra, comes along and says, let me explain to you why was the Torah nicer to the Magdish than it was to the Meicher. Why by Meicher can I borrow money? You cannot redeem it halfway. And by the Magdish, you have that allowance. Why is the Torah treating the Magdish better than the Meicher? So Reb Shimon, there's logic to it. The pasuk is there. Reb Shimon did not make up the halacha. He has a pasuk that told him the halacha. But because the pasuk told him the halacha, he now goes and explains it. And because Reb Shimon's shita is, whatever it is halacha, go with the reason. And then you can determine halacha based on your understanding of the Akzeres HaKasim. Sometimes he does, and sometimes I'm sure he doesn't. But he is the Tana that does that. The Rabbanan don't do that. They say, don't try to figure out reasons and base halacha on your reasons. Unless the tyrant told you a reason. If the tyrant didn't tell you the reason, not your job to try to figure it out. Gesundheit, you want to know reasons? You can have a Sefer HaChinuch that gives you reasons for all Tariag mitzvahs. But that has nothing to do with basing halacha on it. That's Rabbanan. They're not against you saying a reason of the mitzvah. They don't cancel the Sefer HaChinuch. They're just saying, don't base halacha. This case, Machloikus of Shimon and Rabbanan, is the case, a point is, by the Torah made in Israel, Lisakbo Beged Amana. Do not take a mashkin from an Amana. That's what the Torah said. Do not take collateral from Amana when you lend money. That's what the Torah said. Rabbanan say, read the pasuk. Don't take a mashkin from Amana. You want to tell me reasons? Good day. Halacha, the Torah said, Lisakbo Beged Amana. The Torah did not give you any in-out, just said it straight. And Shimon says, well, let's figure out the reason. Shimon says, you know what the reason is? Because when you give a person, take collateral, and the person can't afford not to have it. So the halacha is you give it back when he needs it and take it when he doesn't need it. His work clothes, you give him back by day and take it back by night. And you don't want a person hanging around an Amana's house twice a day. So therefore, the Torah said, don't take a mashka from an Amana. That way, there won't be rumors about it. Based on Reb Shimon's understanding of the pasuk, he makes a new halacha that a rich Amana, who you don't have to return collateral to, you can take a mashka from her. That's Reb Shimon who says, Dershinan Taima Dekra. So Reb Shimon, now I will tell you the reason why the Torah treats Magdish different than Meicher. And based on that, Reb Shesha says, we can figure out the halacha by Bati Ari Chaim. I'm Reb Shimon, Matam. What is the reason of this Gzeres HaKasim? By Meicher's Deachuz, the Torah strengthened the power of the seller. How? Because if he doesn't redeem it, he gets it back a Yevu. So at the same time, the Torah weakened his power. Cannot borrow money and redeem, and he can't redeem halfway. But therefore, Magdish, Shuhura Kaichai, a Magdish that is weakened, Shemehia Yaivu Vilaynigla Yaitza the Kanan Beyaivu, when Yaivu comes and it wasn't redeemed, he loses it permanently. So therefore, it makes sense, Dr. Shimon, that's why the Torah did what it did. Yaivu Kaichai, Shalai Vivagai Vagai Lachatzai. So Reb Shimon is explaining the Xeris Akasav and Magal Yigal. That's Reb Shimon. So now, using Reb Shimon's logic, go to Ari Chaima. When Meicher buys with Bati Ari Chaima, you lose it permanently. One loses it permanently if he doesn't redeem it the first year. Based on Reb Shimon's logic, it makes sense that he should be able to buy half back. It should be no different than Magdish, using the logic that when things are bad at the end, they're better at the beginning. And when things are good at the end, they have more restrictions at the beginning. That's what Reb Sheshes is saying. He's using Reb Shimon's understanding of the Xeris HaKasim by Magdish and applying it to Meicher Bayis with Bati Ari Chaima. Now, without Reb Shimon, you don't say reasons, you don't apply. Sorry, this is what the Torah said by Magdish. That's it. End of story. We don't know the reason, so we can't apply it. Masha'en Kain, if you go with the reason, Zok Reb Sheshes, Hai Meicher Bayis with Bati Ari Chaima Nami. His power is weakened. Shemala leshana tmima v'leinigla nechlat. So yafa kaychai shelayda the guy of the guy lechatzam. So therefore, his power is strengthened that he can do it halfway. That's what Reb Sheshes said. Yes.
Take an overall view. I didn't realize this before. That was very well thought. The implication is that Reb Shimon has a radically different understanding of the Gzeres HaKasim than we have had thus far. Does he require that a Gzeres HaKasim makes sense?
No. they require it, whenever you can understand it, you do understand it and base halacha on it. A different approach to Gzeres HaKatzim than Rabbanan have. Rabbanan said, it's very nice to write a Sefer HaChinuch, and it's wonderful, and you should learn a lot of Musar from every mitzvah and learn the reasons of the mitzvah. It's wonderful. But don't build halacha on something that's not beferish. The Torah didn't give you a reason. So what right do you have to gerrymander or turn the halacha? Rav Shimon says, you have a right to figure out your reason and base halacha on it.
Who's determined that reason's right?
Rav Shimon.
No, no.
I agree with you. Rav Shimon. He feels that he can determine that it's right. By the way, there are Svarim that say this, and again, I'm just quoting this from other Svarim, and I don't have a name, but the Polish Svarim say this, and I'm not saying this in a derogatory way. Their way of learning led itself. That if you follow Rav Shimon through Shas, this is Rav Shimon. He holds, you always go by Kavana. Davashen Mischavin is mutter. Lachashen Shichel Lagufa is mutter. He holds if you eat less than Exias, you're Chayav Malkus, because you are Machshavit. By eating less than Exias, Koshu Lamachus. He always goes by the Kavana. He wrote Desire. He's the one that's always, this is the same of Shimon. He's the one that always goes by Kavana. So he says the Torah wrote it with a Kavana. Figure out the Kavana and run with it. That's what Rav Shimon's, again, I'm not here to say that. His philosophical approach to Torah, his Messiah in understanding Torah, was Kavana. Kavana thought, that's what Rav Shimon says. The other man, the Amrim, said, hold. Davashay Mischavin is Aser, Luachashay Shichalagufa is Chayev, Kosho is not Chayev. We go by facts. We don't put that much weight in Kavana. Again, this is some Svarim want to tie the Rav Shimon's across Shas with this thread. I'm not here to sell this approach, not sell this approach, I'm mentioning it. This is consistent with this. Rav Shimon says, look at the mitzvah, figure it out, and base halach on that. And the other Tanoim say, look at the mitzvah and leave it alone.
I would point out, being with the Chavar of Zohar is not the biggest proof that things have to make sense.
Again, I'm just telling you that's what the Pilush Svarim have Lashitah say.
It's very good. The problem is that I happen to like Shakespeare's sonnets, but I could spend all day reading Shakespeare's sonnets to a cat, and it will never appreciate.
I'm not trying to sell this. I just mentioned the Derech Agav. Do with it whatever you want. That's not the point.
The greatest respect to the
Zach Rashi. We did not finish Rashi yesterday. We haven't. You know, we're still we're midstream. You know what I mean? You have to give the Gemara a chance. He asked him a Shaila. He said, "I have an answer to you from Rav Shimon." That's what we're up to in the discussion. There's more, but I want to catch up with Rashi. If not, we're going to fall hopelessly behind. Zuck Rashi. We're going to start again. I'm going to buy some latte arachayim. Should nigel hachanam leyaitzer, should deem only up to a year. Nigel hachanam, I'm not chatsi dama v'tech shana. If he pays half the money within the year, mefrik felga, can he redeem half or like? Gulasai, yamim ti gulasai, a year should be gula. Hecha de gali b'gde gulasai, where the Torah revealed the words b'gdei d'lo, so remember the kula kula binan, like they say achuzi, you need it all, golly. That's what the Torah revealed it. But where the Torah didn't say k'dei, maybe you can redeem halfway. Shaloiva, if ain loy loyva ma'cherim, if he doesn't have money, he can borrow from others, b'gayo, and he can redeem. Mashenkin v'chem stei achuzi, adivina v'hisiga yadai. He has to earn it. Mashmanami, shagayo l'chatzorim. Right, and also it's mashma by go, that he can redeem it halfway. You go, but magdish de'achuza. Mufisha metzina, zok rashi. Reb Shimon darish time of the kra. Reb Shimon darishes the time of the pasuk, b'chol duchta everywhere. V'achinami yo of time of the kra. He gives a reason to the pasuk. V'yashminan, and he teaches us, that p'da taira lagzer, shle tifka achuza miyarshim. The Torah is makvin. The Torah insists on making it easier that the inheritance not be taken away from the correct, from the rightful inheritors. The kayach of a seller is that his nachla will not go away. The Torah did not care to give them more power to borrow and redeem halfway. Abu Magdesh, the Fisha Hurakai, perhaps did not close to the Yevu. It's weakened. He can lose his inheritance in Yevu, because it's him. Vahaya saw the Mitzvah Yevu, Kaidesh, and it goes to Kahanim. Umaschalik for Kahanim, it gets split to the Kahanim. Yifa, a custom Kaikas, and the Torah strengthened his power, but Chilus Bijaynai. Lilvais, the legal Lachatzon. That's what the Torah did with the words, Imgo, you go. Period. That's Rav Shimon. So Rashi, Teshes. So therefore, Mahachi is on the Migman Ami Batim Marchav Batim Bayis Batim Arichayma. So now you learn how to house in the Arichayma, the life of the Gaya Vegay Lachatzon, because the reason is there. Shari Huri Kaychay, his power is weakened. Lichalait, it becomes permanent. Besayv Shana Layetsa Beayvo. So that's what Rav Teshes answered them. Eitzvei. So Rav Huna Bachinana asked him a question. From a brisa, a different brisa, starts with the same words, go, you go. Repetition of the word go, you go. Lamed, same thing. Shaloyva, v'gayo, v'gayo l'chatzor. Now listen to this brisa. This brisa does not say Rav Shimon's reason, that the reason the Torah said this is because it wants to make it easier. Shiyacho, because logically I would have said, well, they didn't. I would have gone the other way. Where the Torah strengthened this power. If Yaivu comes and it wasn't redeemed, it goes back to the original owner. Still, the Torah treated the Meicher nicely, but at the same time put restrictions on him. So Magdish, who's the Meicher's, the Magdish's rights are weakened. Why? Shemigia Yaiva Veloy Nigala Yaitza the Kahanim be Yaivu. Ain't a din Shahura Kaikai Shain Laiva the Gaiva Gaiva Lakatan? I would have said logically the other way. Ah, the Kabai Zay Achuza, where we give the Meicher rights. We limit him by Magdish, where he doesn't have those rights. For sure he's limited. The exact opposite that we said before. Before Rav Shimon said, makes logical sense. Logic is, if you weaken him in one area, you strengthen him in the other area. This Bryce says no. Logically, I would have gone the other way. I would have said, the weaker you make his power, the weaker his power is across. So I need Xeris Akasa to tell me, don't say that. Let him borrow the guy of the Chatzoy, but not with logic. It's Xeris Akasa against logic.
Harder fight to do.
He loses it permanently if he doesn't redeem it.
Whereas,
by Meicher gets it back.
Meicher.
We didn't talk. We get this brisa does not mention the word Bat Erechim. Let's take this brisa. Mentions Deyachuza of Meicher and Magdish. Whereas the first brisa said, Reb Shimon said, the Torah made a very logical move. The second brisa says the Torah made a very non-logical move.
Why is this not logical?
What's not logical?
The second thing.
Meaning, logic would have said the other way, but then it says you can go, you go. There's a Xeris HaKosov that says you can. Without the Xeris HaKosov, the second brisa is saying, I would have been stricter by Magdish. That's how my logic would have gone. Comes along the pasuk and says, no, Xeris HaKosov. But it's not logical. It's not that we build the logic out of this. It's Xeris HaKosov that's not logical. The first brisa said, Xeris HaKosov teaches me a logic. The second brisa says, Xeris HaKosov tells me, don't go with your logic. The Nafkamina is, Batei Arichayma, where there is no Xeris HaKosov. If you go with logic, it's like Magdish. If you go with saying that the logic is the other way, then it's not like Magdish. It's a special Xeris HaKosov by Magdish, and has nothing to do with Meicher Batim Abata Arachayma, which is what Rav Huna Bachinan is telling Rav Sheshes. I have a price that it says not like you.
All you go is only for
things. It's written by Magdish. That's where the Torah wrote him, go, you go.
So we're learning.
That's a different parsha.
Yeah, no, it's a Xeris HaKosov.
don't redeem it for 2 years, and you have to earn your money, and you have, can't redeem it halfway.
Have we not?
I don't know what it would be. Who said you would be able to redeem, period? Again, don't. I'm not talking about the Gzeres HaKos of Zeachus. I'm talking about the Gzeres HaKos of a Makdish. I'm not talking about Meicher.
Got it. Okay. So in Makdish, because I have Gzeres HaKos of, I don't use the logic to keep it hard on him?
Correct. But I don't make new logic. The logic still remains the other way. It's just the Torah made Gzeres HaKos of. Zog to Gemara. In fact, the Brice is still talking. The Brice continues. The Brice says, the bottom line is, you're saying Magdish is more difficult? I'm showing you Magdish is less difficult. You can do it right away. Your whole question was that logically you shouldn't be able to do it, because we see the Torah teaches Magdish worse than Meicher. Not true. The Torah lets him redeem it right away. Doesn't let you do it by Meicher. This is the Braisa talking. Zog the Braisa, Meicher bayis v'bati arachayma yachiyach. Braisa says, but look at Meicher bati bayis arachayma. She yafa kaycha ligal miyad. He can redeem it right away. The ain life of the God of a God of the Chatzon. And he can't borrow money, and he can't redeem it halfway. This is the Braisa. So the Braisa says, I have Meicher Zeachuza, where you get it back in Yaivu, but you're restricted in why you do it. I have Meicher Bati Archaima, that you don't have the restriction for 2 years like you do by Adarabba. You can only redeem it the first year, right? And still you can't borrow money and redeem it the Chatzon. So therefore, what would I say by Magdish? Having Meicher Bayis Bati Archaima on one side, having Zeachuza on the other side, put the two together. What do you see? That the Torah is strict. And don't make any leniencies unless there's a Gzeres HaKos of. That's what this price says.
Can't go by logic.
Can't go by logic. Because logic would take you the other way. The logic would say, you see how Torah is strict. And this price specifically says that by Meicher Bayis about the Arichayma, you cannot be Gayol HaTzoy. It says it beferish. Argues Rav Shimon. So, Frech Rav Huna Bakhin and Rav Sheshis, what are you going to do with this Brisa? You're answering me that Brisa. What's with this Brisa? And for the Gemara Loikasha, Rabbonon Rav Shimon. You're right. This is the Machloikis. The Darshan Time of the Kra or not? Rav Shimon Darshan Time of the Kra. Therefore, he says, look at the Pasuk and develop a logic. And the Rabbonon say, no. The logic is the other way. And you have Gzeres HaKos of. Leave the Gzeres HaKos of exactly where it is, and that's it. So that's why you'll have a Machloikis Tanoim. What is that look about Meicher Bayis v'Bati Arichayma? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Eisrei. The Tani Sefer, the Brice explicitly states, the Meicher Bayis v'Bati Arichayma, Yechiyach She'ein Leiv V'Gayel. The Brice says no. He's weakened. He cannot redeem it right away. He has to have 2 years. And the number of the years of grain, multiple, has to be sold to you. 2 years, exact time. Meaning, you sell it Aleph Nisan, 2 years later, Aleph Nisan. When we say 2 years, we don't mean 2 calendar years. We mean 2 years. I might not be expressing myself. Some years start from Rosh Hashanah. And if you sell it 2 days before Rosh Hashanah, the year is up on Rosh Hashanah. And the next year starts. Not this one. This is a 2 year subjective, 2 years from day to day. Yachach Goyal begroin kesef, and he redeems it by subtracting the money. Because if he roi vashanah, it depends how many years are left. The Chisha Vashneim Mkara figure out the years of his sale. Kamashanim Heim Shalom Kara Yaivu. How many years was it when he bought it to Yaivu? So he asked the Lag to the Bailam, was going to go back to the Bailam, Estrim Shana, 20 years from now. But the Mare Estrim Mana, and you paid 20 Mana. Harishanik, this Tuas Koshana Bimana. The chen yigar, the chol shana shakla, for every year you subtract one mana, the snake you lost, sorry, that he ate it before it got redeemed. Parabanon, the loyavi kama likra. The trashi, it's going like Rabbanon, that don't give a reason for the bus. The army, as they say, if it's weak in one way, it's weak in the other way too. Bar mehecha de gola bekra, unless the Torah revealed differently, like gol yigol. Batar Echaima, Gamina, Gula, Gula, Mizdei Achuza. However, by Batar Echaima, the Torah did not reveal it, so we say it's like Zdei Achuza, that you can't buy it back halfway. Bada Kamina, the bias, Mir Chaima, Lloyd of the Gayo, that which the Bryce has said that you can, and Rav Sheshis had said, and Rav Shimon Kamina, I said that only according to Rav Shimon, the Yaw of Time and Lakra, that gives a reason for a Pasuk.
It's a real Zereshavit, this one. Just what he just said.
Gula, gula, no, it's not a real Zerush. It's the same Gula Gula before.
So we cross-applying.
We're saying that without a Zerush Akasim, the logic is that you're much stricter by our Barter Echaima than you are by Seachuza. Because it makes sense. The Torah is more restrictive.
Wait, point to Rabbi.
Yes.
How are we making it stricter? I mean, he can't borrow, and he can't. He has to have
as strict. It's as strict.
Just as strict.
Yeah. Well, it's stricter because of the fact that you can only redeem it for 1 year, mm-hmm. And then afterwards it's gone permanently. By Michael Zachusa comes back on Yaivo.
But that's there's a cousin.
Well, that's the fact. So this is my advice. Any chadar we learn to one bride, the life of a guy lechatzot. Borrow money, redeem it, and redeem it halfway by bati ari chayva. And yidach another bride says, any life of a guy lechatzot. It's a contradiction. Like kasha harabonon harub shimon. Rashi, tana chadar, hamoich abayit bati ari chayma, life of a guy. The other bride says not. The answer is tanach loikus tanoim. Don't think of my advice. Simon Keresh Chevesh Zman. These are the Simon. This is a mnemonical aid to help us remember the man the Amram, who said what. Amalei Rav Acha Brei Derava L'Rav Ashi. That's the first Simon Keresh. Keresh stands for Ches is Rav Acha, Rava is the Reish, and Ashi is the Shin. If you want to remember who said to who, to Achab Rei D'Rava said to Rav Ashi. That's that first Simon Cheresh. Ikel L'Mifrach.
Hundreds of names.
What?
This Simon that we had yesterday also, and today we have it. I think we have it in Pesach also, don't we have it?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, whatever you want to say now.
Is that we don't have this. Speak. Why? Like sometimes you have 20 names, and we just go remember it yourself. Go hit your head against the wall.
Don't know the answer.
You Rebbe.
I don't know the answer.
I don't know that there is an answer.
I didn't say that. I said, I don't know the answer.
Right.
I'm going to let it say again. So now let me explain what he's doing. He's going on the second Brisa. And the Brisa went, right, and used, again, this needs concentration. The Brisa went and used a Tzad HaShava to prove a point. It started off saying, Meicher, who's less restricted, can't buy half back. So Magdish, which is more restricted, also can't buy half back. The Gemara responded, the Brisa responded and said, Magdish is less restricted. You can buy it right away. Meicher has to wait 2 years. You're assuming that Meicher is more restricted. That's a wrong assumption, the Brisa says. In a certain way, Magdish is less restricted because Meicher can't buy it back right away and a Magdish can. Came Bryce and said, I have Meicher Bate Baris Chaima. That's less restricted on the first year, and still you can't do it. So it uses Meicher Bayis of Batei Archaima to slug up the question. Again, the very, you have to follow this thought process. The Bryce has started, Meicher, which is less restricted, you can't buy half. Magdish, which is more restricted, for sure you can't buy half. The Bryce asked, Magdish is not more restricted. In a certain way, it's less restrictive. You can buy it back right away. So the Bryce answered, I have Meicher Bayis of Batei Archaima, which also can be bought back the first year, and you can't buy back half. So you see, being able to be bought back the first year is not any, does not change halacha. That's what the Braisa said. So Rav Acha b'Reg Rava asked, you can't bring Meicher Bayis of Batei Archaima in, because Meicher Bayis of Batei Archaima cannot redeem it past the first year. You can't say, we see that even though it's not restricted the first year, you can't buy half. Meicher Bayis of Batei Archaima only has 1 year. Magdish has 49 years to buy it back. So Magdish is less restricted. It's less restricted than Archaima, and it's less restricted than Meicher. Meicher can't redeem the first 2 years. Magdish can. Your response to Meicher Bayis of Batei Archaima is not a good response. You're trying to prove that that's not a leniency. You're bringing the case where he only has 1 year. Of course, that's not a leniency there, but it might be a leniency by Magdish. How can the Braisa respond and say, the fact that you can redeem it the first year is not a leniency? The right is, Meicher Bayis of Batei Archaima. That's a separate thing. That's because it's only 1 year. Magdish has a longer term. So maybe Magdish is more lenient. You can redeem it right away, and you can redeem it for 49 years. Dr. Gemara, Ma'ala Meicher Bayis of Batei Archaima, Shkein Hura Kaicha L'Gal Oilam. Taimer B'Magdish, Yavra Kaicha L'Gal Oilam. So you can't learn Magdish out of Meicher Bayis of Batei Archaima. Amar Lei, Rav Acha Saba, Amar Lei, Rav Acha Saba, Rav Ashi, Rav Acha Saba, said Rav Ashi, which is the second simon. Ches is Rav Acha, Beis is Saba. And Shin is Rav Ashi. B'shem de'ikil le'meimar, Nehedra dina tasty b'me'atzad. Meaning like this. You're not learning out Magdish from Meicher Batei Archaima, because that wouldn't be a good comparison. Meicher Bayis of Batei Archaima is much stricter than Magdish. What you do is, you take the two together. Meicher Field and Meicher Bayis. They have different restrictions, but they have a common denominator. One has a restriction that can't redeem for the first 2 years. One has a restriction that you can't redeem past the first year. They don't share each other's restrictions. They have different restrictions. And yet, in both cases, the Torah said, no half redemption. So therefore, Magdish, also no half redemption. So what are you going to say? Magdish is more lenient then stay achuzah because I can redeem the first 2 years. Bayis Batei Archaima, I can't redeem the first 2 years. I can only redeem 1 year. What are you going to say? That's restricted because afterwards I can't redeem? Meicher stay achuzah, I can redeem afterwards. So what I do is, I don't take one-to-one. One-to-one, Magdish is not stricter. But if you take both of them and put them together, the common denominator, they don't share the same strictnesses. But they both have the same halacha, no redeeming halfway. So I compare Meicher and Magdish, the two of them. If they can't redeem halfway, either can Magdish. That's what we're doing. We're not learning one-to-one. If you learn one-to-one, Magdish is more lenient than both. It's more lenient than Meicher the first 2 years, and it's more lenient than Meicher Bayis of Batei Archaima, because after 1 year you can redeem it. But if you take both together, where they don't have the same severities, but they both have severities, and they're limited, so Magdish is also limited. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Let's do the Rashi.
On the bad side is, also, you can do whatever you want. You can make your own bad side, right?
Make your own bad side, but it has to make sense.
I think you can redeem right away.
Yes.
And Meicher,
you have to wait 2 years.
And Meicher is the Ahuza also?
Meichas de'achus, you have to wait 2 years. Meichas de'achus, you have to redeem only 1 year.
But you can't do it right away.
Yes, you can.
Oh, you can't.
You only have to do it right away. You get 1 year, and that's it. Let's read it inside. Mm-hmm. You can do it every time. What are you going to say? I can't do it right away. Well, you can do it right away, and it still has that restriction. And we're going to say, but that I'm into after 1 year, so go to Meichas de'achus where I can. Not alike. Each one has its own severities. They have a right to be bought back. And they share that you can't do halfway, you can't borrow money. Shenigdal can be redeemed. No. You can redeem it all the way up to Yavo.
Where's the 1 year?
My mother buys the Erechaima.
After a year?
It goes permanently to the buyer and you cannot redeem it back. And it doesn't go back by Yavo.
One goes to Kuhn and one goes to... It's forfeited to the... Doesn't redeem it?
Okay. Oh, hold a second. House, field... He has 1 year to redeem it. If not, it's gone permanently.
And who keeps it?
The buyer.
The buyer. Whereas, by Hekdesh...
So it goes to Gahana.
Okay.
That's
the same? You see
the bottom line is, in both cases, he loses it.
Okay.
Let's not take stuff away from us.
Rashi. Ikel l'mifrach. Bo'am asnitzin da'atzkar kod l'magdish. You need to go. You go. Shiyuvu b'yiga b'shem do'asile medina shem meicher bayis b'yachayma. Because you learned it out from a meicher bayis. Shein leiv v'gayo. Ma'al meicher bayis b'yachayma. Shkein hurakaycha legal aylam. There you can't redeem it past 1 year. Mishana reshayna ve'elach after the first year. Ever b'magdish shiyuvu b'yachaycha legal aylam leilam m'shayayvo. You can redeem it permanently. Imloy makrag yizber. Deim ischalakis l'kanam ayayvo. Right, he can redeem it all the way. Now Rashi puts a caveat in here. If somebody else comes and buys some Hekdesh, you're over and done with. You have until you're able to redeem it if nobody else steps in. They put it up for sale. You're the first buyer. You have the first rights. But if you don't buy it right away, Hekdesh might sell it to somebody else. And if Hekdesh sells it to somebody else, gone, goodbye. Meichas de'achus yechich l'aylam ara yayvo. U'b'yayvo chayzer b'loy pidyon. That's why I need the Xeris HaKasav, because if not, the Tzad HaShava would have told me that you can't borrow money or redeem it halfway. Dr. Gemara, Amale Mazutra Berei Drav Mari L'Ravina.
What? Below the pigeon. What does he mean?
Below the pigeon. It goes back without paying for it. Back to the Gemara. Amalei Marzutra Berei Drav Mari L'Ravina. That's the Simmons man. Zutra, Mari, Ravina. Known as Ravina. So that's how you remember who the third set of Amaroim here are. Marzutra Berei Drav Mari Ravina. Ikel Mifrach, Ala Atzad HaShava Shebem, Shehura Kaycha Behem L'Gol B'Shana Shnia. Time of the Magdish, the Tzad HaShava doesn't work. Because what is your common denominator? They have different restrictions and you can't buy it back halfway. Well, that's not true. They share a restriction. Year number two, you can't buy back your field and you can't buy back your house in Bar Tera Chaima. And by Magdish, I can. So you tried to make a Tzad HaShava common denominator between the two. They both have different restrictions. But they share one restriction. Field, you have to wait 2 years. That means year number two, you can't redeem it. A house, you can only redeem the first year. That means year number two, you can't redeem it. And a magdish, you can redeem on year number two. So it's not the same. There's no common denominator. The common denominator between the two of them is that you can't redeem it on year two. And magdish doesn't fit that. when you make a common denominator, if there's a common denominator that doesn't fit the third case, you can't use that common denominator. Here is a common denominator. Both selling a Zehuza and selling a house, you can't redeem it year number two. I guess you could redeem year number two. So it's not the same. So how can you make it Tzad HaShava?
Other parts of it, they were...
Yeah, but when you make it Tzad HaShava, you look at every common denominator. What is the common denominator between a guy who sells his field and sells his house?
We had one of three the same. What do you mean one?
The Gemara
before this, it was fine. Why?
Because we learned that Magdish from the common denominator of Meicher, of Seachuzah, and Meicher Bayez and Bater HaChayma. They both have restrictions, and they can't do halfway. So Meicher Magdish, also you can't do halfway. That's because we didn't look at the particulars. We made a general common denominator.
That's a good common denominator, no?
Again.
Well, why is that a good common denominator?
Let me try to show you. Whenever we make a common denominator, we look for everything they share in common. We can't ignore things that they share in common. You can't say, well, they have some of the same common denominator. Then it's not common. Common denominator means it's the exact same common denominator.
Oh, so here we're going into the second year, which would be those two...
Separate than Magdish. So, yes, if you ignored that, you could look and say it's a common denominator, but you can't ignore that.
This is the problem I've always had understanding Tzad HaShava, which is that there is a principle, dueling principle, it's an antinomy, where, number one, if something shares all its properties, Leibniz... Every difference makes a difference, or
right.
Not every similarity.
Exactly. Tzad HaShava is based on the fact that a common halacha comes from a common denominator. You don't agree to that, there goes Tzad HaShava.
But if I've got two disparate types, similarities they have, they are going to have at least one difference, otherwise
correct.
They wouldn't be different.
But if they share the same halacha, if the two different objects share the same halacha, we say the halacha comes from their commonality. The halacha comes...
But we're picking and choosing.
No, we're not. Again, we have Meicher Sfield and Meicher Abayas. They share the same halacha. Why do they share the same halacha? The Gemara assumes because they have one underlying common denominator that creates that halacha. Well, everyone is the same. They're all the same. They have a common denominator. The same halacha comes from what's common. If the halacha applies, let me explain this. If the halacha says, right, let's say, now again, I'm going to just make up something, okay? The halacha says that a certain halacha applies to Rabbi Cohn, and it applies to Rabbi Feitel. I would say the common denominator is they live in the Heights. And therefore, the halacha applies to them because they live in the Heights. However, I can say that that's based on the fact that even though they don't live on the same street, but the fact that they both live in the Heights is the reason for the halacha. Because if it's the street, they don't live on the same street. Halacha is based on their commonality, not on their difference. If not, they would have different halachas. However, please, one second, please.
Actually, can I keep going, sir? Again, this is, your problem with God is not every difference makes a difference.
Again, I'm not getting involved now. So now you're questioning the Shleish HaShemini Shatar Nedreshes, which you have a right to do now, but that's not what we're getting into. That's the halacha called Tzad HaShava. Tzad HaShava says common halachas are built on common denominators. If I would say the Baruch Moshe and Avraham Cohen have the same halacha, their common denominator is not Cleveland Heights. Their common denominator is Ben Demirod. Even though they're also in Cleveland Heights, But the evidence, they share another common denominator. And maybe that's the cause of the halacha. Whereas if I pick Avraham Cohen and Feitel Schwartz, then I'm not, can't say it's Bendemir Road. I only have one common denominator.
If I were to say what you're saying, if I can find an aspect of similarities which is not bound by halacha at all, then that's one which is irrelevant, or...
Yeah, I'm not getting involved in the whole structure. That's not a shava. That's what we're working with. No, that's what the Torah says. It's what our Shlaish Esther Midas and Torah addresses about.
But in the end, the part which Bob said, no, I understand, I've read that, although I do not read it every day. What bothers me is that there seems to be an arbitrary at the power of our own intellect, some of the Rav Shimon, as to what
correct.
Properties...
That's one of the ways where a lot of use the term of using our intellect, correct. But if I can come up with a different common denominator, I've just thrown the Tanah Shava out the door. So if I would build a halacha of Baruch Moshe and Avraham Cohen based on the fact they're in the Heights and therefore apply it to Dr. Harris, I would slug it up and say that's not their common denominator.
But there is always going to be something which does not fit because they are different.
But then they're not, the halacha is based on the commonality. If Baruch Moshe and Avraham Cohen are different people, but the bottom line is, if they have the same halacha, it comes from their commonality.
But you just said that if I can now find the third thing, which does not fit, it's not a show.
If I can find a different reason, then why they should be the same and somebody else should be different. I really don't want to spend more time on this. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Time of Amalei Ravina, Mishum Deikel Lameimar, Eved Ivri Anim Kelai V'Kachav Nyechiyach. We can bring in a third thing. Eved Ivri who sold to a guy. Shiyav V'Kaycha L'Gol B'Shar Meshniya. He can be redeemed at any point. He has no restrictions on when he can be redeemed. V'Ein Lai V'Vagai V'Gai L'Chatzav. We said earlier, he cannot be bought back halfway. So he, now you can have a common denominator between the three of them. Selling his de'achuza, selling a bayis bater chayma, and Eved Ivri that's sold to a guy. All three can be bought back. None of them can be bought back halfway. Their common denominator is that they can be bought back. Nothing else. One has a restriction the first 2 years. One has a restriction after the first year. One has no restriction and still can't be bought back halfway. So Makdish is the same thing, if not an exeris akasif of him go, you go. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, B'shana Shnia, the Meichas De'achuza, Eina Meichas Yogu Ligo Achitam B'shana Shlisha, still the third year. A Meichas Ba'ez Matei Chaymeni Nigo Abrif Shayna. Nimtza Shein Zeven Zekai L'mishnia, neither can redeem in the second year. Eben Ibi, Kedamer Le'o, V'nigo Kula V'lai L'chetza, he can only be redeemed completely, not half. V'ein Le'v V'gayel, the Ayasigas, he has to be able to afford it. Period. We'll stop over here. Everybody should have a wonderful day. And again, I'm making a VAR tonight between 7 and 10 in Kail Yad Chai Mordechai on Green Road. Everybody is cordially invited.